When Gayathri Bahadur came to India from America, the anxiety about women's safety was at fever pitch.
And everyone, of course, freaked me out about Delhi. They said Delhi is a particularly unsafe city for women. Don't go out by yourself after, say, 6 o'clock, after sunset. Just don't do it.
But when it comes to women going out by themselves, Bahadur comes from a family where the bar was set pretty high.
The story of several journeys. The journey of my great-grandmother who left Calcutta in 1903 for British Guyana, and she was 4 months pregnant and traveling by herself.
She was going from Calcutta in British India to the sugar plantations of Guyana as part of the indentured labor replacing the African slave trade. She was, as the title of Bahadur's book calls her, a coolie woman. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Bahadur never knew her great-grandmother. Her family moved from Guyana to Jersey City in America. Her connection to India were the family gods and Bollywood songs on a Sunday cable show. Her father told her that their closest link to India was his grandmother.
His exact words were, she was a pregnant woman traveling alone. And I was like, whoa, why hasn't anyone ever told me about this before?
But when she started digging into the archives, she found to her surprise, her great-grandmother was not an exception.
So she was a very representative figure, actually. About 75% of the women who migrated were traveling without a husband, a quarter of a million women, really, and they were the first Indian women overseas in significant numbers.
The indentured story is one that even Indians don't know much about.
Most people don't know anything about this history, which is unfortunate because, again, like I said, this was the first significant movement of Indians abroad.
In the plantations, men vastly outnumbered women. But married women could not leave India without their husband's permission. So recruiters were looking for women who were alone for some reason. Widows, runaways, pilgrims, sex workers.
I mean, it was an unsettling question to ask myself. Was my great-grandmother possibly a sex worker? Because that's one of the categories.
All she had was her immigration document, 4 months pregnant with a burn mark on her leg. Bahadur tracked down a village in India where her great-grandmother might have come from. She went there not knowing if it was the right village. If it was, would they remember this long-ago story? And if they did, what if women like her great-grandmother had been outcasts?
You know, as I say in the book, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter whether I found the right village or the right family, because along the way I've unlocked this story that she fits into, and I know the story of the migration much better.
Even in Guyana, that story is a touchy history between the descendants of African slaves and Indian indentured labor.
Right, it should have set up a commonality of experience. And there's this great calypso from Trinidad in the 1970s called Jahaji Bai, and it talks about the brotherhood of the boat, and not a brotherhood among only Indians, but a brotherhood across race. And unfortunately, that's still an ideal.
But politics gets in the way between the different groups, and who is in power determines how history is commemorated.
But what concerns me is that it unfolds in a way that is alienating to the other half of the population.
But what is indisputable are the stories of these women.
Well, what it does, I think, is just kind of highlight how brave and how exceptional these women were in leaving by themselves.
That courage lives on in the very name Gayathri Bahadur carries. Bahadur, in Hindi, means brave. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Brotherhood of the Poor.